Part C. A man decided to lose his extra weight and wanted to take up a sport. However, joggers seemed too skinny and bodybuilders looked too broad. Swimmers, though, appealed to him with their well-built, streamlined bodies. He decided to sign up at his local swimming pool and to train hard twice a week. A short while later, he realized that he had had an illusion. Professional swimmers don't have perfect bodies because they train extensively. Rather, they are good swimmers because of their inborn physiques. How their bodies are designed is a factor for selection and not the result of their activities. Similarly, female models advertise cosmetics, and thus, many female consumers believe that these products make the models beautiful. But it is not true. The models were born attractive. As with the swimmers' bodies, beauty is a factor for selection and not the result. Whenever we confuse selection factors with results, we fall prey to what is called the swimmer's body illusion. Without this illusion, half of advertising campaigns would not work. But this bias has to do with more than just the pursuit of health and beauty. For example, Harvard has the reputation of being a top university. Many highly successful people have studied there. Does this mean that Harvard is a good school? We don't know. Perhaps the school simply recruits the brightest students around. I experienced this phenomenon at a university in Switzerland. It is said to be one of the top 10 business schools in Europe, but the lessons I received were ordinary ones. Nevertheless, many of its graduates were successful. The reason behind this is unknown. Perhaps it was due to the climate or even the cafeteria food. Most probable, however, it is due to strict selection. All over the world, MBA schools lure candidates with statistics regarding future income. This simple calculation is supposed to show that the extremely expensive school fees pay for themselves over a short period of time. Many prospective students fall for this approach. I am not implying that the schools doctor the statistics, but still, their statements must be taken with a grain of salt. Why? Because those who pursue an MBA are different from those who do not. The income gap between both groups comes from various reasons that have nothing to do with the MBA degree itself. Once again, we see the swimmer's body illusion at work. The factor for selection is confused with the result. When I ask happy people about the secret of their contentment, I often hear answers like, "You have to see the glass half full rather than half empty." It is as if these individuals do not realize that they were born happy and now tend to see the positive in everything. They do not realize that cheerfulness is largely a personality trait that remains constant throughout life. Thus, here is also the swimmer's body illusion. When these optimists write self-help books, the illusion can become harmful. That's why it's important to stay away from advice of self-help authors. For billions of people, these pieces of advice are unlikely to be helpful. So, be cautious when you are encouraged to strive for certain things, such as six-pack abs, pure white skin, a higher income, a long life, or happiness. You might fall prey to the swimmer's body illusion.